Hello and welcome to the Top 30 Podcast. I'm Kristen Smith. Here are your top 30 stories in 30 minutes. Kelley Blue Book has revealed its best new cars of 2019, and the Volvo XC40 took the top spot as overall best new model. The subcompact luxury SUV was voted to give you the best bang for your buck with a starting price of $33,700. The executive publisher for the auto research site says most automotive journalists focus on speed and handling. We use that, but also bring in the costs of maintenance, fuel, dependability of the vehicle, safety, and depreciation. Foreign cars led the pack this year with the Honda Civic Compact, midsize Accord, and Odyssey minivan taking top honors in their respective categories. Honda's compact SUV, midsize SUV, and plug-in hybrid also made the cut. Here you can see the full list. Ford was the only American brand to nab a spot with wins in two categories, pickup truck and full-size SUV. According to Kelley Blue Book, statistically, foreign cars depreciate less, and Americans are favoring large SUVs, which are now taking up two-thirds of the market. One reason? Well, psychologically, sitting up high gives you a sense of confidence. Some more headlines for you. Police are searching for a woman who delivered a violent attack on a McDonald's manager, and it was all caught on tape. The woman received her order from the drive-thru and was apparently so enraged that she didn't get enough ketchup, she entered the employee entrance and started choking and punching the manager. Another employee jumped in to help, but police in Santa Ana, California are still trying to track down the suspect. And have you ever seen a more candid and happy photo of the royal family? The picture was released in honor of Prince Charles' 70th birthday this week. Meghan Markle and Prince George are really cracking up. I don't know about you, but I'm dying to know what they're all looking at. Guess we'll never know. But finally, Giselle Santoyo wanted to give her stepdad something special for his birthday. And as you can see, she accomplished that.
Oh, read it out loud.
Oh, my
God. That frame he opened had paperwork in it, letting him know his stepdaughter had just taken his last name. So touching. Okay, let's go to the New York Stock Exchange now for our Fox Business Minute with Christina Partsinevelis. Christina, there's good news for fans of one restaurant chain.
Hey, Kristen, the Chick-fil-A cow wants America to eat more chicken, and DoorDash agrees. The delivery startup announcing that it will deliver Chick-fil-A if you live within a 10-mile radius of one of the fast casual chains. Chick-fil-A will also give away 200,000 free chicken sandwiches until next week if you order them through DoorDash. Jeffrey, the giraffe's future is in the hands of a group of hedge fund managers. A bankruptcy court judge in Virginia signing off on bankruptcy plans for Toys R Us. That means the brand's intellectual property will be controlled by these hedge funds. Starbucks is laying off 5% of its global workforce, according to a memo sent to employees by CEO Kevin Johnson. Johnson says these moves are part of the coffee giant's plans to become a more nimble company.
So Starbucks is a big company. What kind of jobs will be affected?
It's about roughly 350 employees in marketing, creative product, technology, and store development. These are the jobs that are going to be impacted. It should not affect the retail sector on the storefront side, though.
Interesting story. Thanks, Christina. Time now for our New York Minute with Rosanna Scotto from Fox 5 New York. So, Rosanna, after a year of searching, Amazon has finally selected Queens to house half of its second headquarters.
You know what? You would think everybody would be so excited around here because we're going to get thousands of new tech jobs.
Yeah.
However, all the papers, including the Post, they're saying it came at a Queens ransom. You're not going to believe what we have to do here. New York City taxpayers really have a major burden. We are giving over $1.5 billion in subsidies so that Amazon will base half of their new headquarters in Queens. And a lot of people around here are saying our subways are crumbling. The mayor and the governor say they don't have enough money to fix it. And yet you find enough money to subsidize these new headquarters and also give Jeff Bezos, who's the head guy at Amazon, a heliport right in Long Island City. Can you imagine that?
Yeah, I heard that. My producer was like, he can only take 120 flights per year, though.
Oh, well, okay. So then should we expect Jeff Bezos taking the number 7 train to Long Island City? I don't think so.
I don't think so, yeah. All right, switching things up. We're both moms. We've heard all the excuses in the book. But this one may take the cake.
So the Jets losing to the worst team in NFL history is no excuse for what happened to this guy. So apparently a man was arrested for DWI on Sunday, and he's blaming his decision to drink and drive on the team's 41-10 loss to the Buffalo Bills. He said when he got arrested that I drank too much because the Jets suck. Okay, now, there may be a thread of truth to that, but it's still no excuse, okay? And I have some advice for the Jets.
What?
They better start winning so arrests can go down in New York City.
Well, I hope they get that memo. Rosanna, always a good time. Thank you so much, and we'll see you tomorrow. All right, moving right along. Nothing is more important during the holidays than keeping our families happy, healthy, and safe. And that goes for our pets, too. Of course, chocolate is a well-known poison for dogs. The general rule of thumb is the smaller the dog and the darker the chocolate, the greater the risk. So be sure to keep all chocolate away from your pooch. And with Thanksgiving right around the corner, you know your family cat or dog will be drooling at the smell of turkey just as much as you are. But beware, our pets' digestive systems aren't designed to handle greasy, heavy food, and too much turkey can leave them really ill. Also, keep in mind that if your pet ingests the string that keeps the turkey together while it's cooking, it has the potential to actually saw through their intestines, and nobody wants that. Now, on to December, where holiday trees are decorated with shiny, tempting toys and plenty of electric wires, both of which are hazards for any family pet. And finally, this goes year-round, but it seems to be more prominent during the holidays. Keep all alcohol away from your pets because they can't metabolize it like we do and can easily succumb to alcohol poisoning. It's time for this week's Page Six Fix. She has 5 Grammy Awards, has sold some 250 million albums, and now Celine Dion is trying her hands at a new venture. Carlos Greer has the details. Hi, Carlos.
Well, Kristen, Celine Dion is getting into the fashion biz with a children's line. She made the announcement in a bizarre online video, which appears to be a gender-fluid clothing line for children. And supermodel Helena Christensen caught someone without their clothes on. She mistakenly walked into the wrong room at the Dorado Beach Ritz-Carlton Resort in Puerto Rico and caught Benjamin Bratt in the buff. Helena was mortified, but Bratt found the humor in it. And while California residents are coming to terms with the aftermath of the fires, Sandra Bullock is really stepping up to the plate. She donated $100,000 to the Humane Society of Ventura County to help save animals affected by the California fires. Lady Gaga is also doing her part. She was spotted visiting with fellow residents at the evacuation center after she, too, was forced to evacuate her home. And that's this week's Page Six Fix. See you next time.
Thanks, Carlos. For all the latest news and gossip, make sure you watch Page Six TV. Check your local listings. A new website will help people stay in properties all over the world without spending money. Barter Week lets travelers book a stay that they pay for with an exchange of goods or services instead of cash. More than 450 properties have signed up in about 60 countries. The site has listings of bed and breakfasts, each with a wish list. The owner of a house in Canada wants help gardening. The proprietor of an English guest house needs help with plaster and electrical work, as well as some pro photography for their website. If you're handy with SEO and internet marketing, you can stay at this house in Switzerland. This Wisconsin inn is looking for any kind of books. Some locations don't have a wish list, but let you make an offer of your own. That might include teaching English or feeding farm animals. The site also includes some hotels and hostels. Barter Week has been running for about 10 years in Italy, but this is the first year it's expanded. It lasts through November 25th, but many places accept offers year-round. There's probably something for everyone with properties on every single continent. And still ahead on Top 30, college students are missing out on an insane amount of free money. And Ariana Grande is using her breakup to break records. Don't go anywhere. Top 30, we'll be right back. Welcome back. Danielle Knox from Fox 35 Orlando has what you need to know today. So, Danielle, I hear a certain snack has some unexpected health benefits.
Well, Kristen, if you want to combat weight gain that tends to creep up as we all age, grab a handful of peanuts or any other nut, really. A study out of Harvard says a 1 ounce serving of nuts or peanuts is a beneficial replacement for other snacks and can reduce age-related weight gain and the risk of obesity-related cardiovascular disease. Well, more and more, it seems, social media status is grown in vitro, and that is not necessarily a good thing. According to researchers, parents are giving away an alarming amount of their kids' personal information before they're even born. In fact, an average of 1,300 pictures and videos of their children posted online by parents by the time the kids are just 13. And that first picture is likely their ultrasound. Well, tis the season not to throw an office holiday party. Fewer companies and bosses are doing it this year. According to a recent survey, nearly 35% of companies said that they were not planning on a party. Experts say this could be due to several factors, including potential liability following the Me Too movement. And more companies are also hiring remote workers, so they're not doing holiday office parties either. And that's what you need to know. But Kristen, now we're remote right now. We can do our holiday party via FaceTime. I'll bring the appetizers virtually. Back to you.
Thanks, Danielle. In today's Hometown Stories from Fox 13 Tampa Bay, the Safe Place and Rape Crisis Center, or SPARC, in Sarasota, Florida, estimates that 48% of domestic violence victims won't leave their abuser because they can't bring along their family pet. So they're working to make SPARC a place that welcomes the whole family, pets included.
Creating a homey environment for pets is just as important as creating a homey environment for survivors because they are an extension of their family.
The shelter can currently hold 20 animals thanks to donations of kennels and pet supplies. And in our next story, from Fox 9 Minneapolis, the owner of Leo's Grill and Malt Shop in Stillwater, Minnesota, has no reservations about letting kids take over the business. Well, for a night or two. For the past 10 years, fifth graders at Anderson Elementary School have gotten the chance to test out their business skills by taking over the restaurant for two nights. The students made menus, posters, and uniforms, and they also got to take orders and make malts themselves. But their teacher says the most important thing they learn is teamwork. And now these kids have a head start on a job in a few years. Well, a classic board game has released a new edition targeting a certain generation. And Jason Matheson, host of The Jason Show on Fox 9 in Minneapolis, is here with all the details. Hey, Jason.
Hey, Kristen. Who doesn't love a good board game? Personally, I love Taboo, but my family won't play with me because I'm overly competitive. But anywho, that's not why you're here. There is a board game causing quite a stir among a certain group of people, and I'm talking about millennials. Listen to this. The company behind Monopoly has released another edition of Monopoly. You know, they have like Star Wars versions and Golden Girls versions. Those are not controversial. This one is, and it is Monopoly for millennials. That's right. And instead of buying real estate, the kind of marketing tagline is, you don't buy real estate because you can't afford it. So you don't buy real estate, you buy experiences like going to a yoga retreat, going to a vegan bistro. You can buy it for $20 at Walmart. And here's the kicker, the mascot is wearing a participation badge.
I don't think this is going to fly with millennials. Thanks, Jason. And by the way, you can catch The Jason Show, now streaming nationwide on Hulu. You know, Top 30 is no stranger to auctions. We've seen items belonging to musical legends Michael Jackson and Aretha Franklin. Now some 500 pieces of movie history are set for the block. And with a preview, we're joined by my friend Martin Nolan of Julian's Auctions. It's November. This auction is huge. It's happening. What can we expect?
Yeah, fantastic auction. Marilyn Monroe taking center stage. All of the greats represented. We have Jeff Bridges, you know, the Big Lebowski, that famous outfit, the robe, the shorts, etc.
I love that.
That was so cool, right? And for fans of Forrest Gump, we have an amazing outfit worn by Tom Hanks, the full dress military uniform with an actual fiberglass figure of Tom Hanks wearing the uniform. So that's a really cool piece too. And sadly, Stan Lee passed away this week, but we have an amazing collection, over 20 items from Stan Lee, signatures, drawings, Spider-Man drawings, comic books, really great condition items. And of course, because he just passed away, his collectability has soared right now.
You mentioned Marilyn Monroe. So for fans of the Hollywood classics, what can we expect from Marilyn?
So we have over 150 items from her personal archives, some never seen before, including her 1956 T-Bird. Amazing car, beautiful condition, fantastic. We also have her Golden Globe Award. We have the dress she wore in There's No Business Like Show Business, very famous nightclub scene. So really, very historical dress in great condition.
Oh, yes, so beautiful.
But of course, the Golden Globes, it was Marilyn's favorite award. Such an important award for Marilyn to receive so soon before she passed away.
All of these are so incredible, Martin. You never disappoint. Every time I see you, I'm like, oh my gosh, what has he got?
And of course, this time, I have to say, Kristen, that the Golden Globe goes to Kristen.
Oh, really?
Mark,
thank you. And of course, I have to thank Julian's Auctions. And I want to thank God and my family and my friends. And of course, the Top 30 fans. Oh, Martin, looks like they're playing me off. I guess we better go to break. We will be right back after this. Welcome back to Top 30. The shared workspace pioneer WeWork is now venturing into education. And it's not your typical math and science. Think more like yoga and farming. WeGrow is run inside their New York City headquarters, and they've labeled themselves a conscious entrepreneurial school. There's a Montessori approach in which children are given freedom to explore and choose activities based on their interests and creativity. Currently, they have 46 kids enrolled from kindergarten to fourth grade. They do learn math, science, social studies, and language arts, but they also start every morning with live music, yoga, and meditation. Tuition for the private school costs between $36,000 and $42,000. That's four times more than the national average of private school tuition, which this year is $9,398. Listen to this. After 7 weeks atop the Billboard Hot 100, Maroon 5's Girls Like You has finally been dethroned. With more on the new queen of the charts, we're joined by New York City radio host Mike Adam. So, Mike, it looks like Ariana Grande's single, Thank You Next, is teaching her anything but, well, as the lyrics say, patience or pain.
Absolutely. So not only is this Ariana Grande's first number one ever in the United States on the Hot 100, but it's also the first song to debut at number one by a female artist on the Hot 100 since Adele came out with Hello way back in 2015. And when we talk about streaming, Ariana Grande, she broke the record for the most first week streams with approximately 59 million streams. Look what you taught me, yeah, for that I say
thank you. Wow, but that's not the only good news, though. I hear Ariana's received some high praise from a certain Jedi.
Yeah, Mark Hamill, a.k.a. Luke Skywalker. A few days back, he tweeted, thank you, next. Ariana Grande caught wind of it. She quoted the tweet and responded saying, I can't breathe. Mark eventually revealed that he didn't even know it was an Ariana Grande song title or the title of her upcoming album, but he did go on to praise her on Twitter, saying she's one of the most popular artists in the history of showbiz. So that was very sweet of him.
Well, how cool is that? Mike, thank you. Next. Student loans are a big problem in America. You don't need me to tell you that. Currently, 44 million borrowers owe a collective $1.5 trillion in outstanding student loan debt. But here's some good news for students. You could be missing out on free cash. According to an analysis by the website NerdWallet, high school grads from the class of 2018 lost out on $2.6 billion in free money for college. And it was all because they didn't fill out the free application for federal student aid, commonly known as FAFSA. That application unlocks lots of different federal programs designed to help students get money for college, depending on your family's financial need. For example, 661,000 members of the class of 2018 that are eligible for Pell Grants didn't get one, simply because they didn't fill out the form. Experts say the main reason students miss out on this free money is because they don't think they'll qualify. So if you need some help paying for college, make sure your family completes a FAFSA form, and hopefully affordable education is within your reach. Well, if you're like me and still trying to figure out how to get the perfect beach waves, today's Top 30 Steal is for you. We have an InStyler Original Rotating Styling Iron at a special 60% discount. This iron is a styling tool unlike any other. It straightens, curls, and adds volume, all while protecting your hair. It heats up in just 30 seconds, and I love that there's an auto safety shutoff. This thing can go up to 410 degrees. The tourmaline ceramic floating plate smooths without crushing or damaging your hair, and the heated rotating barrel shines and polishes as it styles. Your hair won't get flattened and baked like it does with many other irons. There are two sizes, and they come in different colors. The 3/4 inch comes in silver and orange, and the 1 1/4 comes in purple. The InStyler Original Rotating Styling Iron retails for as much as $98, but today you can buy it for just $39. That's a 60% discount, and you can get this right now at morningsave.com while they last. Welcome back. American men and women were surveyed about their dream job and their dream salary. It's a lot more than what they make. The average salary men want is just about $445,000. That's according to research by Mid-America Nazarene University. The average woman would like to make about $279,000 a year. Both dream salaries are much higher than what the typical American brings in. The research firm PayScale says the average salary for college-educated men tops out at about $95,000 a year. For women, it's just just about $61,000. Workers were also surveyed about perks. Both genders said a 401k match was the most important one. They'd like to work an average of 38 hours a week, shorter than the actual average of 47 hours. The average dream job would offer 52 paid days off a year. In real life, the average worker gets about 15. Just one out of four people said they already have their dream job. And that's it for today's show. Thanks for watching. Here's what's coming up on the next Top 30. It's time to start shopping for those Thanksgiving feasts, and we have some ways to save money. Plus, Monica Lewinsky is back, and she's speaking out about that infamous scandal. And some surprising facts about the best-selling cookie in the world. Thanks for listening to the Top 30 podcast. Tune in every weekday for a new episode. And please make sure to rate and subscribe on iTunes so you'll never miss a story. You can find out more about the show by following us on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter at Top 30 TV. Until next time, Top 30ers, stay safe and have a great day.